This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today. This is Chris Witz talking again today about the losses. How do you handle the losses in your life? I mean, there can be many and varied losses in life. I'm not just talking about money matters, but there can be other things. The loss of a relationship, the loss of a friendship, how it is when you've been a friend to somebody for so long and suddenly that friend is no longer there. Rick Warren, I said yesterday, he had said that some things you don't get over, you just get through them. And sometimes there are those experiences where we just have to keep going until we find the answer. In Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 and 4, it says, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." And there are many Bible stories that demonstrate how God comforts his people in times of sorrow and loss. Now, if you're familiar with people like Job, for example, in the Old Testament, a righteous, godly man who just lost so much. And in the midst of that experience, and you can read about it in the Old Testament, he clung desperately to God. Talk about catastrophic loss and friends who, I guess, meant well, but weren't much help at all to him. And then you have the story of David, who is described as a man after God's own heart, who openly grieved the death of his son. But Jesus is about our best model for combining faith and grief. And we see a story, for example, and it's well worth reading this from the New Testament in John chapter 11. It's an amazing story, actually, where we see two sisters, Mary and Martha, who were in anguish over the death of their brother Lazarus. And Jesus came. He came to the sisters, but it was too late. They thought that Jesus might have saved him, but Lazarus had died. And we read that Jesus wept and groaned. He was so distraught. Now, Jesus knew that he was about to raise Lazarus from the dead, but he still allowed himself to feel the depths of human sorrow, and he expressed that. So don't ever think that Jesus doesn't know how we feel. We can take comfort in knowing that Jesus has experienced all of our pain, including the four things, loss.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.